Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dukes and Bell. Carl, what a crowd. We've got at Loyal Tavern on Canton Street in the heart of Roswell.
It is incredible. We're just talking to everybody and doing all the things. Hi, how are you?
Carl has now been distracted by an incredibly hot bartender. Okay. I have no idea what his tab situation is.
No, it's not my tab. But either way. So you know what, and probably somebody's like, he lives up here. It's all good. He'll take care of it. Anyways, we are having a great time here at Loyal Tavern.
Make some noise, Roswell.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Mike Griffith, Dog Nation, about the dogs. Big shout out to Barbara Dooley as well. We love her, and if you missed it, she was just giving some insight into the dogs and how she feels. She said she's nervous, but look.
I'm nervous, too.
Who wouldn't be?
Are you nervous?
Of course. Look, as good as the game was at Tennessee and the comeback, she said it. You don't want Alabama to get out on you, right?
Right.
You don't want them to jump out there. All of a sudden, crowd. Need this crowd at Sanford Stadium to be in this game from start to finish, make so much noise, shut Alabama down. I don't want the crowd to be taken out of it. And we said this. When Georgia came back in that game, it got quiet at Neyland, right? And all of a sudden, then it became a game, and then it was just about, you know, who was going to survive and execute.
Right.
But I'm nervous, yes. Not because I don't think the dogs will win, but these games, we've seen it enough, Georgia fans. These games get crazy.
No,
they get crazy.
But the thing, and you and I talked about this, by the way, check out our pre-show. Tomorrow about 11 o'clock, we do this on YouTube and Twitch. So kind of a look behind the curtain, as Carl said earlier in the show. You and I were saying, both teams have got dynamic wide receivers. Both teams cannot sack the quarterback. That equals an over. I mean, I think it's 55.5. I'll double check before we get to the picks, but that'll be tomorrow. But honestly, both teams have struggled getting the quarterback on the ground. Both teams have 4 sacks. Both teams have dynamic wide receivers. And whatever happened against Florida State, if you're a Georgia fan, I don't think that really bears on this. I think they figured it out.
I totally agree. As we'll talk more about the dogs in the 5 o'clock hour. Falcons today, guys, look, the pistol, by the way, is here to stay. And I know there's been a lot of discussion about this formation. For those who don't know, it's a formation that's used not only in college but in the NFL.
But the running back is next to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the shotgun.
And so it's here to stay. And Big O, while we're talking about this, because I know it's been a topic of conversation as the Falcons get ready for the Commanders, I want to play that Dan Orlovsky comment because a lot of people made light of this and saying, you know, Orlovsky's on ESPN. He's making, you know, the Falcons offense look like it's weak sauce because he points out what the issues are with the pistol. Here's the thing I said yesterday, and I'll repeat this for those who missed it. Defensive coordinators will tell you, if you are doing it right, you have a lot of versatility out of this formation. And the problem is you just can't become predictable when you get in this formation and, hey, we're going to hand it off, we're going to hand it off, we're going to hand it off, or we're going to throw the ball right. And a lot of the stuff that I feel like we've been doing has been part of that, right? And Zach Robinson was asked about that yesterday, our offensive coordinator. But Big O, let's play the Dan Orlovsky. For those who didn't hear it, because he did a whole breakdown on this.
It's about 6 minutes long.
Yes.
Why he hates us in the pistol and thinks we should maybe pivot or have more flexibility.
And by the way, we're not playing the entire 6 minutes. This is just a snippet of what Orlovsky had to say.
Because they're in the pistol so much, Michael Penix almost is made to be a statue. Like, there are so many clips where he doesn't even move his feet because they promote that style of play. That's my issue with this offense is they're in the pistol so much. I think it hurts their action game. There's no displacement from the second or third level. It's a catch and throw offense. And again, even though their run game is good, I think it should be the best or one of them because they're missing hits.
Okay. And look, there's a lot there. All right.
Now, Michael Penix has to be more accurate.
Yes.
He's got to see the field. But the question that I think that Dan, if you watch the long segment that Dan Orlovsky was asking, and you and I talked to Dave Archer about this, are you helping your quarterback be in a position to succeed? Is Zach Robinson putting his quarterback in a place to succeed?
Right now, he's not. And that's why we're criticizing the play calling. Because right now, the execution is not there, but also you're not seeing our quarterback, who is an accurate quarterback, by the way, not be accurate with the football because there's indecision.
Right.
When there's indecision, then I can't be accurate. Like, all of this stuff, again, is
what did you
all
say?
Connected.
What do you always say?
Pull. You got to let go. And so, you know, the pick six last week, I think, was indicative of what we're talking about, where I just don't feel comfortable. I'm going to just let this go. And somebody said this to me here.
It was lazy.
Right. Somebody said this to me at Loyal Tavern. They said, Dukes, what was the sidearm thing? Like, you feel like your arm is that strong where you can just sidearm it out there to the flats?
No.
And I said, because you can't get away with those kind of things in the NFL. And that is, Mike, that's mechanical. But that's also, I don't feel comfortable. And it's in my mind, I want you guys to imagine this. Ah! That's what it sounded like. I got to get rid of the football.
Now, I'll disagree with you on that, just on principle. I think that it's more of Michael Penix being so frustrated that his receivers, and this gets back to why maybe you're not got. They're not getting the separation. He's not seeing things. But because of the complexity of the play call, by the time he gets to the line of scrimmage, he has barely enough time to diagnose what's going on. He goes, all right, blanket, I'll check down. And he's throwing off his, and he's so lazy with it, he's throwing off his flat foot. And so he's not delivering the football.
Mike, the only reason you throw that ball is because you're trying to get rid of it because
But it was
all this is happening.
But I mean, but
I don't think it's lazy.
He nearly got two guys killed.
Well, he
nearly
did.
Got Michael Pitt, Kyle Pitts killed, and Drake London killed, and Bijan. It was Bijan because he's not getting the ball out quick enough.
Well, yes, but in your head, you know what you're saying. In your head, you hear, "I got to get rid of it."
Right.
So,
but don't you feel it's like a point of frustration at some point?
No. Well, I think he's frustrated. I think they're all frustrated. But the outlet is the flat. The outlet is, if nothing else is open, I'm going to throw it to the flat. And guess what? I'm not going to hold on to it. I just feel like he's being rushed. And that gets back to, again, the comfortableness of where he's at or the lack thereof.
But, Carl, I asked Zach Robinson yesterday, is there any point where you streamline the offense? You know, to your point earlier, demystify it. And he goes, no. They got to execute. All right, well, you got a rookie quarterback. He's now, this will be his seventh start. And I think a lot of Falcon fans don't want to hear about that.
No.
And by the way, I don't think Carl and I anointed him anything. We just told you what we saw at camp. At camp, him and Drake London had chemistry. He looked good. Now, we never got to see the real game scrimmage situation in the preseason because our coach doesn't want to do that. And maybe our coach next year will do that. But I thought we saw enough against specifically the Titans scrimmage where we thought, okay, here's a game situation. But some guys are saying that's not enough. You got to have these guys figure out if your communications work. Figure out what – and by the way, if your communications don't work, how do you pivot? None of that was accomplished in preseason. And that's your alternative. That is your option. Our team, because of our coach, never got this straightened out. And now we're paying the price. We're 1-2.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I still have enormous confidence in Michael Penix. I just do. And to hear Matt Ryan.
But you got
to
help him.
You do. Look, all these young guys need help. But to say, like, I'm coming off of anything that I've said about Michael Penix's ability, I'm not. He's a very talented quarterback.
And by the way, I'm with you. I'm stride for stride. All I'm saying is put your young quarterback in his rookie it's an extension of his rookie season in a place to succeed. And by not having preseason football to go through all the scenarios that got screwed up in Minnesota against Tampa Bay and then last week, you're not helping your quarterback.
No, and that's part of this discussion with the pistol formation and why we played the Dan Orlovsky. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at Loyal Tavern, guys, right here on Canton Street in Roswell. Having a great day on Thursday. Hope you are. Come through. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Coming up, we will talk more about the Falcons. We'll let you hear more about what Ra had to say, get you updated on the Commanders as well. But this has been just front and center. And when you lose the way we did, everybody expects things to change. They're not changing. What they need to do is be better. And if you're going to run this and you say this is what we do and this is going to be a part of our offense, because Ross said this to us when he came in yesterday, and he's got a point. You don't freak out a week after you run for 200 yards against the Vikings. How did that happen? Out of the pistol. So
is that why they're laughing at the media when we ask these questions?
Well, I think they have a belief in what they're doing versus what everybody else, including some of us.
But how do you lay an egg like that?
Well, Mike, they weren't. It obviously just went all downhill and they weren't ready. But it's a legitimate response to this doesn't work. Well, how the hell did we run for 200 yards last week against one of the best defenses in the league? And then you did what you did. The point is, it works when it's executed. And I just don't feel like anything last week was going our way. We'll see, though. Look, if they come out this week and they're not ready for whatever reason or get off to a slow start, people are going to be hot.
And that's Ray McCloud. We played the soundbite. We talked about it earlier on the show. Ray said, guys, if we don't execute, guys get fired. Guys are gone. Guys get cut. And that's what happened. Now, I will die on that hill about Ike Hilliard being a scapegoat. But you better, when you do something like that, you better get some people's attention and execute.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to, more dog conversation coming up. You guys can chime in as well. I know many of you have hit us up on social media and texted us at 404-726-0929. And here's what's funny. We all get to see Sunday. We're going to get a chance to see Sunday what happens. And it's either going to be really good or really bad.
All right, speaking for those of us who don't have access to an escalator, don't get me started. I will be walking down the stairs.
Your escalator's broke going up?
Don't get me started.
Is it really? Well, I want to hear more about this.
All right, we'll bring it up in Guy Talk.
All right, that's on the way.
But for many of us going down those...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stairs, I don't want to hear what I heard 2 weeks ago, because that's miserable.
It is.
And that's flashbacks of every bad Falcon season in the last 25 years.
We were just talking about leaving the stadium. I got to tell you, and look, I know many of you don't get a chance to go to games. I understand that. It is demoralizing to leave your home stadium when your team plays poorly.
Right.
It just is. It really is.
Right.
And that's
and there'll be a lot. Unfortunately, Carl, there'll be a lot of Commanders fans.
Yes, there will.
In Mercedes-Benz on Sunday.
There will be. All right, coming up, we're live. But Guy Talk's on the way, guys. Falcon Report at 5 o'clock. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.